Today I'm going to talk to you a little bit about a program that that I led at the Center on Media and Child Health at Boston Children's Hospital. Before I start, I just want to say I have nothing to disclose. This program was in collaboration with a number of partners, but most relevant here is the Boston Public Health Commission and their BAHEC program. In this summer program, adolescents, teenage young people come and work for the summer to learn about health career options that they have, and it serves the Boston local community. They have to apply for this, they get paid for doing it, and they have a number of internships that they can do while they're in this program. And what I'll be talking about today is one of the internships they had, the options they had, that we at CMCH put on for them and have been doing for a number of years. So I'm going to give you a little bit of significance and background. Most of the program that I'm talking about today is about HIV AIDS prevention. So there's a vast disparity in HIV rates between African Americans and white Americans, about seven times higher rate among blacks. And this is also evident among young people, with 61% of youth under 25 who are diagnosed are also black. So it's that disparity is very evident with these stats. Mass media campaigns, though, have been shown to be very effective in increasing behaviors to prevent HIV, including decreasing number of sexual partners, increasing condom use, increasing HIV testing. And one of the big review of all of these different mass media interventions, they said that mass media campaigns targeting HIV and AIDS awareness has shown to produce immediate and significant effects in voluntary counseling and testing for HIV. So these approaches of using television and radio to reach communities have been very successful. Most of this work, though, has been done using traditional media. So what we're interested in is meeting these kids where they are, and where are they? You're not surprised to hear that they're online in social networking sites. So the Pew Research Center does excellent work documenting different types of use. This is work from this year. They found that there's still a small digital divide among computer access, with African American kids having slightly less access than Hispanic or white kids, but that those numbers actually flip when you look at smartphone use and Facebook use, that black youth are actually heavier users of smartphone use than Hispanics or whites. So if we want to get these messages to them, this is where we need to go. As we developed this program, we sort of went through best practices and tried to research how can we be most effective. So we came up with this sort of three areas that we wanted to focus on. One, we wanted to have peer education. We've seen that these have been that in terms of HIV AIDS effectiveness, these are good at preventing attitudes by having peers educating peers. We wanted to combine analysis of media messages with production of media messages. Media literacy is something that I spend a lot of time thinking about, and these, when you combine analysis and production, media literacy has a stronger impact. And finally, we wanted this to be theoretically based. Even when the kids themselves, the young people, were creating the messages, we wanted to help them create a message thinking about the health belief model, to try to make their messages impactful as possible. So we developed this program over three summers, working with the Start Strong Building Healthy Teen Relationships program at the Boston Public Health Commission, and then we refined and improved it over 2 years of our own programming, designing it ourselves, but still working with the same group. And what we came up with, what we call the educate, translate, create model. In this model, we first teach these young people about disease prevention and about social marketing strategies, effective social marketing strategies. And the disease prevention in this case is HIV/AIDS, but really this model can be applied to anything you want young people to learn about, smoke, anti-smoking messages, whatever. We then teach them how to translate that message, that information, into a social marketing message, where they design a strategy, they design the message themselves, and then they do the creation. They write the script, they shoot the PSA, and when possible, they edit it. If anyone's ever done this kind of work, you know that's the time suck, is the editing. And you'll see, we don't have a huge amount of time to work with these young people. So a lot of times, they give us an editing sheet, and we actually do the editing. We started doing this with camcorders. Last summer, we did this with combination of cell phone, just cell phones and smartphones and some cameras as well. But we want it to be able to be all done with what's in your pocket. So I'm going to give you a quick summary here of each of these sections as applied to this specific program. We worked with, so the educate part. First, we taught them about HIV/AIDS. We had one of our, I'm in the adolescent medicine division at Boston Children's Hospital, so it was not hard to find someone that could teach us about HIV prevention. We have the Boston Happens Clinic at our adolescent medicine clinic. One of their outreach people came and gave a fantastic presentation to our youth. So during that, we challenged the young people to really think about the messaging. What is it that they're learning? What is it that's new that they didn't know before? What did they think their peers would resonate with their peers? So they have to identify that while they're learning these messages. And then we do workshops on social marketing and on behavior, and then going over the behavior change theory, how they work, and how we're going to help them integrate those concepts into their own piece. For Translate, we spent a lot of time watching existing HIV prevention PSAs and seeing what's been done, what they liked about them, what they didn't like about them, and looking for areas of opportunities, what we can take from that and how we can build on what exists. Then there's a large process of writing and rewriting the script, where they write it, they present it to us, they storyboard it, they present it to the other people, other groups, and they refine it into something that can be short enough to be shown. Preferably, our overall plan is to get it shown before videos on YouTube, but at least something that's shareable and easily watched on YouTube or just on your phone. And finally, they do the creation. They learn about the filmmaking, and they film and sometimes edit the PSA. Okay, so as I mentioned, these are young people from the Boston Area Health Education Center, BAHEC, which is part of Boston Public Health Commission. On the last iteration of this program, we worked with 17 youth between the ages of 17 and 19-year-olds. These are all kids that are going to Boston Public Schools. And as I mentioned, they are paid to do this, and they've chosen to come to our internship as the training, which means we have very high professional expectations of them. We tell them, this is actually the youth here. These are our participants. So you can see they are dressed up. We had some nice donations from one of those collective workspaces in Cambridge where we used their space, so they would walk past every day all of the professionals in that space, and a lot of this was learning how to be in this professional space. They were all fantastic. We had 5 sessions with these young people, 6 hours each session. So we've been a day a week for 5 weeks to do all of what I had mentioned before. It's ambitious. This is me. This is my co-author, Yulin, who was actually leading this session of the program. So the first session is, I'm going to just give you a brief outline of what these 5 sessions are. We do educate. We have the Happens presentation. The clinic comes. I give as accessible as I can presentation on behavior change theory. I can talk a little bit more about the challenge of that later. But session 2 is translate, where we watch the videos and we have a big brainstorming session about what we know exists already, and then we do the translating, writing scripts. Spending a lot of time researching the information, choosing what messages they're going to include as their sort of takeaway points from their videos. Here's an example of one of the storyboards that they created. they always want it to be a party. They're always like, we're going to have a big party, and then, you know, people are going to hook up with each other. And that, and usually I steer them away. It's very hard to replicate a party, and given the limitations of space and people that we have. But this group would not be deterred. They were going to have this party, and they were demonstrating by who was positive and who's not by wearing red clothing, and then you sort of got to look at the party and see, you know, it's not just the person you're with, it's with everyone else. And that was sort of their message that they were giving. I'm not going to show this one to you guys, but these three videos are going to be shown at a film festival, part of the film festival here tomorrow morning, so if you want to see all of them. They're only, you know, I'll talk about it, they're only a couple minutes long. Okay, so then we do the creating. They actually have to go and find the space where we're going to do this. They finalize the script, and then they film the PSA. And here are some youth in one of the alleys that they knew about in Cambridge with this graffiti, and they wanted to shoot that. That's the one you'll see. And then they had this idea. Their idea was building on Know Your Status, and sort of drawing a parallel between your HIV status and the status update on Facebook, which I thought was a clever sort of, and a clever hook that they ran with. And so they created a whole Facebook profile, fake one, and we filmed it as part of this. So. So one of the keys, how am I doing time-wise? Okay, one of the keys to doing this is to have very well-defined parameters around the final product that the youth are producing. So these are some guidelines. We really want them to be restrictions, but of course they push against the restrictions, so they are sort of guidelines. To limit editing, if you can do it in one shot, then you're done, and then you do a little bit of post-production stuff and you're done. So we really try to get them to think about a one-shot kind of message. They can be very powerful. We show them a lot of examples of these kind of messages. I think we've only ever had one group actually do that because it's challenging and they, you know, want to have a big party. We give them a 2.5-minute maximum length, and we go over where we are, what location options there are, which is basically the room they're in, and whatever we can access safely in the immediate, what you can walk to, what props there are, which is basically what they can find and bring in, and what actors they have access to, which is, you know, them. And so I don't think we've ever been in any of them, but so it's basically their group or whoever else in the group that they can convince to be the actor. So they have to work under these limitations. And so the process then is to have them do this brainstorm where they come up with these grand ideas. We had one group that wanted to have a flower in time lapse sprouting and then people walking on the flower and in this, you know, we had to find what their message was and steer them in a direction where they could come up with a product that was, you know, met our final guidelines. To help them in part do that, this time we had them design these posters, which was sort of like, give us your key message in a still. And this is the Know Your Status one, the one that I'm going to be showing you today. That's the Facebook group. This is another one. What would you rather carry? This was an interesting group. They were the message from the training that they got took away was how cheap condoms are. That condoms are really, you know, they do not cost very much, but the cost of HIV/AIDS is not just financial, but there's all of this cost. So they sort of, again, they went with this idea of cost and came up with what does it cost to buy a condom and what does it cost if you don't? And that was the message. I liked that one quite a bit. Okay, so another product to come out of this program is our curriculum guide. And we really wanted to be able to expand this program and make it freely available to other people. and easy to do, was very cost effective. So we designed it so that you can do the filming with your smartphone. You can edit it using free editing software that's available online. And we give all of little how-tos in this curriculum guide. We talk about some instructions about filming, some of the strategies we use to get kids to come up with their ideas and boil them down, and how to use these editing software. So that curriculum guide will be available on our website, Center on Media and Child Health, which is cmch.tv, and I'll talk about that in a second too. But unfortunately, we haven't had funding for this to do the type of evaluation we want to do to see what the young people are taking away. We've had some sort of mini evaluations where they've just sort of explained what they thought about it. So I can't talk about that, but I can sort of talk about what I think are some of my takeaways and lessons learned from doing this kind of project. And as I've been returning to, the major challenge is really to move them from these grand, wonderful ideas, thank you, to something that lasts, that's got a short time frame and a tight message. We do this by having these strict guidelines. We have close involvement with the facilitators. We do sort of a Shark Tank kind of situation where they sell their ideas to the group, and the group sort of gives them feedback and picks which ones they want to go with. And that helps a lot. We also do it by encouraging a story, have them, they absolutely have to do an entire storyboard. They really are resistant to doing this. But if you don't sketch out shot by shot what you're doing, you know, this is part of what they're learning, is how to do this kind of filming. You know, you won't know what you're doing next if you don't have that kind of format or that outline available. And I have to say, it was a pretty big challenge to try to get them to implement behavior change. We're still working on how do we teach them about these theories and what parts of it are relevant to them and relevant to this process, so that they can really, you know, what will resonate with them so that they can try to implement some of this. That's been a challenge, and you know, there were a lot of yawns when I was talking about the Help Believe model. So, you know, we're still working on it. Thanks. But my observations from this is that these young people really leave understanding something new about disease prevention and what the HIV, you know, about HIV and what it means and how it's transmitted and how it's prevented. They're good at identifying messages that are relevant to their peers, and then they become, and if you look at media literacy, you see this, they become champions of the message. They internalize it because they've spent so much time struggling with how do you make it something that's coherent for your audience. So, you know, our next steps are really to try to come up with an evaluation that will hopefully capture that kind of change that's going on in our participants. We also have this a project using this model that was at work that's to intervene on or to educate about cyberbullying, which I think would work well we like our curriculum. Hopefully we can find some funding for it. The curriculum guide and these videos we're going to post on the educators tab of our website, cmch.tv, which I did not put on there. Okay. But feel free to contact or reach out to me or find me if you need more information about that. And I encourage you to go to the film festival on Wednesday morning to see the other two and to see, sort of get all of the full scope of what we created in this program. Thank you very much. Oh, some acknowledgements.